In today's gospel, we are confronted with a text that is often misused to disparage the Blessed Virgin Mary, but even a modicum of care applied to the passage would indicate that in no means is our Lord putting down his mother or in any way doing anything but holding her up. The woman in the gospel praises Our Lady for what she perceives to be her natural motherhood, but rather the Lord elevates it and points out that blessed are those who hear the word of God and observe it. And in the case of the Immaculate Virgin Mary, no one more readily hears the word of God and instantly observes it than her. The scripture is replete with the examples, especially at the Annunciation. And so our Lord is elevating this woman's understanding from the natural order to the supernatural order. And in the supernatural order, it is the Immaculate Virgin Mary who always and everywhere does the will of God. And so it is to her that we can turn with complete confidence. For St. Maximilian Mary Kolbe would refer to her as the omnipotent beggar. That is, she receives from God that which she asks because she is incapable of asking God of anything except that which is in accord with his will. And so we can constantly turn to her with confidence, beseeching her for our own needs, our own perseverance in the faith, for the conversion of sinners and all that redoubts to the glory of God. For as the omnipotent beggar, we need only to get our mother to turn to her son and ask for that which we ask. And so we must constantly pray to her, especially that we too may do the will of God, so that we can become somewhat like her, that is, always striving to do the will of God and asking of God that which is his desire and his will for the human family. And we know that his will is that no sinners be lost. And so we must turn to her who in the spiritual order is truly our mother, and whom God has entrusted the entire order of mercy. And especially in our day and in our age, when there is so much need for the conversion of sinners, so much need for those doctrines that have been enshrined in our modern society that are contrary to the will of God and quite literally can be called doctrines that come from hell rather than from heaven. For some of them, as some of the saints point out, are impossible for man to think of on his own, but rather they must be introduced and man must grasp them, hold on to them, and ultimately seek to implement them in society. And they serve nothing but for the destruction of society. Readily we call to mind the widespread practice of abortion, euthanasia, and infanticide, but also almost unforgotten and in some senses even more destructive to the human family is the practice, the economic practices that are rooted in usurious practices, and which is ultimately the love of money and the worship of money. And ultimately it is what is behind the greed that often causes the other sins that we have mentioned. And so we must turn to Our Lady so that all of us may come to appreciate the divine economy, and especially the order of mercy, which again Our Lady has been completely entrusted with. And so we turn to her with confidence, knowing that natural motherhood is surpassed by the supernatural motherhood of the Blessed Virgin Mary. And on the night of the Incarnation, she said yes, not only to becoming the Mother of God, but to becoming the Mother of all sinners. That mystery would be completed in her on Mount Calvary, in which she truly, where she gives birth to our Lord without pain and without compromise of her virginity. At Calvary, she gives birth to the whole church without, again, compromising in any way her virginity, but she does bring forth the church in great sorrow and in great agony. And so she has suffered much for our sake, so that we may ultimately come to suffer much for the sake of God, who first suffered for all of us, and in doing so acquired all the graces, and especially that most extraordinary grace of the Blessed Virgin Mary and her Immaculate Conception and her divine maternity and all the prerogatives that God has ordained to give her. And so, with confidence, let us turn to the Immaculate Virgin Mary in our times of need, in our times of trial and tribulation, so that she may safely see us through the shores of this our sojourn, and ultimately bring us to the shores of eternal life, where like her and all the angels and saints, we can praise our good God together for all eternity.
Et Jesus.